Good afternoon, everyone. It's my pleasure, Pamela Hayes with NASO, to produce this video for you and to introduce you to two very important vendors that we're working with. So please, let's give them our attention and see what we can learn today about the different ways that we can make your locations safer and healthier. So I'd like to welcome Bernie Erickson with FSG and Brian Molador with System 4 and MicroShield. So Bernie, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Sure. Bernie Erickson from Facilities Solutions Group. We're a new member. Glad to be on board, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. FSG is one of the largest lighting distributors in the United States, 13th largest electrical contractor in the United States. We run utility rebate programs, manufacture, sell, and service signage, do some enterprise automation. So a very vertically integrated company, and we cover the continental U.S., Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
Thank you. And Brian?
Yes, thank you very much, and thanks for having me today. Again, my name is Brian Molador. I'm actually responsible for all national account acquisitions for both System 4 and the MicroShield 360. Quite a bit of a unique entity in both fronts. System 4 obviously is our national facility services management company with over 60 plus offices right now nationwide. And it is how I mentioned it there. We cover everything from the roof to the floor in a facility service. So that's one of the pieces that we do with System 4 and janitorial services, commercial cleaning, all your repair and maintenance item needs, we're able to cover that on that end. And then we have MicroShield 360, which is actually our antimicrobial coating that, as I will dive into a little bit further here, will give you guys an idea of how those two kind of complement each other with the cleaning and the facility services management piece.
Okay, thank you both very much. So Bernie, let's start with you and FSG and a little bit of background about you. And it's very interesting, as I've learned about both of your companies, how your system works. So let's start with the question number one. Why should I care about disinfecting my travel center?
That's a great question, Pamela. And there was a great article came out in the Washington Post on Monday the 14th, you know, talked about choices that people have, right? And people want to feel safe. This was geared more towards regular consumers than rest stops, basically traveling for the holidays. But, you know, you have a choice of visiting two spots, and you know that one is disinfecting every 10 minutes and, you know, another person isn't doing anything. Where are you going to stop? It's going to be an area that people start to consider it, and I think are already considering. And regardless if the vaccine is distributed widely, I think that there's been a shift and you know, safe environments are going to be of great concern to people for many years going forward.
Yeah, I agree. So it's important now, but into the future, I think it's something we all need to realize that when COVID-19, everyone is vaccinated, you know, you still want to be aware of a safe and healthy environment. What kind of technologies can you utilize in a travel center to help kill the coronavirus?
Well, you know, you're going to hear shortly about the choices that you have with chemical disinfection and antimicrobial coatings. But in addition to that, we can utilize UVC as well as needlepoint bipolar ionization to disinfect in travel centers and truck stops, public areas, showers, retail spaces. Those technologies are good for all those areas.
So do UVC and needlepoint bipolar ionization kill COVID-19?
You know, it's funny. Actually, the term is deactivate rather than kill. But yes, both UVC and needlepoint bipolar have been shown to deactivate the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. And that's what they're doing the tests on. Scientific and medical community have come out with the consensus that both of these are very efficient for that. Ionization deactivates the virus in the air and on surfaces in 30 minutes, and it can be used when spaces are occupied. It operates all the time. UVC deactivates COVID-19 in seconds, and it can disinfect the air very quickly. But in addition to that, it can also do surfaces. That has to be done when areas are vacant, however.
Okay, very good. So how difficult are these units to install?
They can be very simple. You know, with the ionization, we have units that just pop easily into an HVAC system and they do the whole building. The same is true with UVC. We have units that can be mounted to the wall, but then there are also portable units that just, you know, require being plugged in. And, you know, it can be utilized in many ways. There's even a cart that's a multi-purpose cart. It can ionize as well as have UVC and be used for deep cleaning at night when areas are vacant.
Okay, very good. So how effective are these units at really killing viruses?
Well, you know, you have that long-term microbial solution you're going to hear about shortly. And you know, that has got a real degree of permanence to it. But everything that you hear, all the guidance you get from the CDC, you really see it's going to be a combination of different technologies. And it's hard to guarantee anything to be 100% virus-free all the time. Whenever someone is, you know, even with an antimicrobial coating, for example, if someone comes in and sneezes in an area, it's in the air and it's airborne, right? And so what we're really looking to do is, you know, I like the term, you know, constant viral load reduction. We're trying to keep the viral load as low as we possibly can in the space. And we can do that with a combination of technologies. You know, we can, you know, irradiate. And when we do use the technologies that we have, we get down to a 99.9% deactivation rate on COVID-19.
Yeah, important for employee health as well as customer health. So very important information. So when you say that surfaces are cleaned, what do you mean?
Well, with the ionization, we create negative ions that surround the virus and deactivate it. So they're in the air deactivating the virus, but they also land on everything from showers and toilet seats to objects that are for sale, to the, you know, to the buttons on the credit card machine, and the ions land on there, deactivate the virus, you know, in 30 minutes. With UVC, if we directly irradiate, it takes a set period of time to get to this 5 millijoules per centimeter squared. That's how we deactivate the virus, and we know how long to run that. Or when it's running in the air is traveling, a fan draws it through a unit where it passes over the lamp and it deactivates it in seconds.
Okay, very good. So how about some extra protection in a high traffic area like a checkout counter? What do you do in those instances?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, first off, with the checkout counter, when we're using ionization, for example, it's cleaning the air, it's landing on surfaces. But sometimes people know that that's a high buildup area, they'd like a little more. So we could use a technology called far UV, which is safe to be exposed to. You know, people can be in the presence, and we could mount that over a register, for example. One unit would do a 10 by 15 area, and it would deactivate 90% of SARS-CoV-2 in 12 minutes, 99% in about an hour. So it's constantly disinfecting all of the area in that space.
So are these person machines or equipment, I mean, you can still get around them and have the beauty of location. Yeah.
I mean, that unit that mounts over the, you know, I just spoke out before, it's like the size of a smoke detector. It runs on 12 volts and low voltage wiring to it, clips to a ceiling grid. The carts are the size of like a little HEPA filter you'd normally have in your house. They just have a lot more capacity to do larger square footages.
Yeah, that's great. And I know you've been in business a long time, and you said these type of cleaning solutions are used in hospitals. Maybe give us an idea of where these exist already.
You know, funny, prior to March, the biggest place that this has been used has been in hospitals, right, in the medical community, because that's always what was of paramount importance. It was kind of a niche product for the hospital market. And UV has been around for about 100 years, since the 1930s. And then the needlepoint bipolar ionization has been around since the 70s. Since that time, you know, the world has changed, as we're all painfully, you know, aware of. And we've been selling this initially heavily into the school market, K-12 and universities, and now, you know, going into retail space, into restaurants, into stores, everywhere, to, you know, the people want to make that environment safer for their customers, for their employees, you know, in a way that works in concert with their total cleaning plan.
Okay, very good. Well, very important information. So Brian, we'll be ready for you to begin giving us an overview if you will come back on screen. And then also Bernie, you know, we'll make all of this information available. So we'll have the names and contact information for everyone. So Brian, your System 4 and MicroShield Can you please tell us how these two solutions can help travel plazas and travel centers during the pandemic and post-pandemic as well?
Absolutely. Thanks for that question. We, you know, both of these companies, System 4 and MicroShield 360, do a very good job of complementing one another. Simply on the System 4 side, we're able to come in and provide that clean environment for you. And typically when you hear that, from a facility services standpoint, that's completing the disinfection process, that's the whole full-scale cleaning service, if you will. And generally these things happen after hours, and in some cases they are during the day, depending on the client and what they would like to do. With the MicroShield 360 side, that allows you that protection that you're looking for while people are in your facility. So with both of those mirrored together, where we're cleaning the facility either after hours or even during the day, but as they're doing that, you have that added protection as well, the MicroShield 360 antimicrobial that is on the surface itself to provide people that peace of mind, obviously, when they are walking in and out of the facility or the travel center.
So does this help increase traveler perception while visiting the travel plaza that the cleanliness is at its best?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes, I think whenever we walk into somewhere and we look and we see that, one, it's clean, obviously you feel that kind of safe feeling, if you will. You know people are there, they're taking care of things, and they're looking out for our interests while we're in their facility and making sure it's a safest environment possible. So yes, with those two measures with System 4 and MicroShield 360, that does enhance the traveler perception. And then when you go a little bit beyond that, just the perception piece as somebody walks in, also with what, from a marketing standpoint, when you see the certified location, when you see a MicroShield 360 certified location sticker, it allows people to actually, one, educate themselves to see what that is, but two, have that comfort level as well when they're in the facility that steps are being taken to make sure that while I'm in here, I am being protected.
Okay, very good. Well, it all sounds exciting and good news for all of us who travel frequently. This is great information. So does System 4 create customized janitorial and disinfection service programs to meet the unique needs of a travel center? And if they do, how do they do that?
We do. So the biggest thing with that is kind of the unique part of System 4 itself. And it's simply that, you know, we listen to the particular client's needs and where their needs are specific to disinfection and cleaning throughout their facility. With that, we're able to customize that plan for that particular travel center or travel plaza to not only fit the needs of the employees that are there, but also the customers that are in and out daily to these locations. That allows, obviously, the travel center or the travel plaza to be able to manage and watch budget, obviously, which is a concern now with everything that's going on today, but to make sure that they're getting the best program for the amount that they would like to spend on that particular service. So because of that, we're able to actually customize and be very flexible with the plan they're looking to do.
Okay, very good. So MicroShield 360 coating system is EPA registered and FDA approved for direct food contact services. So can you please tell us how the application is applied and to what surfaces?
Sure. So we actually are approved for over 1,500 plus surfaces right now via the EPA, which is great. Obviously, it's all the surfaces you can think of when we talk about that. So your countertops, your restrooms, your door fixtures, all those type of things are what we like to call our high touch point areas. We are approved to go ahead and apply that, our MicroShield 360 to those surfaces. It is a two-step process, and it is the first step where we actually come in and we apply the MicroShield 360 Renew, which is that high disinfectant that goes on the surfaces, not only to clean it or rid it of any viruses that are on the surface at that time, but it also preps then for us to come right behind that and apply the MicroShield 360 antimicrobial coating. That once it's on the surface, it's bonded in about a 5-minute time frame and is on there for up to a year period of time. So that is a nice piece of it because it provides that longevity that I think a lot of people are looking for, and also complements the current cleaning protocol that travel center or travel plaza may have in place at that time.
I agree. One of my questions was, how long does it last? So you answered that. So
that's good.
So the transportation industry has always played a vital role in our country's economy and has been elevated to a whole new level. During this pandemic, everyone has been declared essential businesses. So we'd like to know more about how you played a role in that as well. I'm sure you're helping everyone with creating a safe and peace of mind as they travel. Do you want to add anything to that?
Yes, definitely. And thank you for that question. One of the things that we've done on the MicroShield 360 side is we've created a driver protection program, which we feel obviously is important to get out and to have these drivers take advantage of and the travel centers take advantage of and travel plazas. Simply because it allows us, as we have drivers pulling into these different locations, and they do as they're going throughout their journey, they're stopping at multiple different places. What this allows them to do is it provides them with a misting application gun that is charged by a USB port, along with both the MicroShield 360 Renew and our MicroShield 360 coating that they are able to apply in the cab of their trucks. What that does is that's giving them the protection, one, that they have the coding there. But then two, as they're in and out and they're at different places, it's easily accessible while they're in their truck or driving to wherever they may be headed to apply the disinfectant again if they like to give that peace of mind as well. And then we actually added into that whole protection program our MicroShield 360 Endure, which is our hand sanitizer. That's non-alcohol based, and what that does is it is on your hands when applied for up to 4 hours at a time. So it's providing that protection as people are in and out of their vehicles, as they're in and out of their trucks, as they're stopping into different plazas and doing those things, they have that protection with this driver protection program. And even moving further beyond that, at the different centers, because of that, what the protection does and how MicroShield 360 works, it's able to actually provide protection inside the travel plaza as well. So you're going in, you're touching door handles, you're in restrooms, you're doing those things. It provides that protection, not only from the standpoint of microbes and things that are going on while you're in that facility, but they also, it provides protection from mold as well. I know that, a lot of that, we experience that quite a bit at our homes and the shower. That's always a tough place. There's just some other attributes to MicroShield 360 that it does allow protection with some other items as well. So overall, we've kind of come up with that driver protection program to give everybody that peace of mind and provide a product out there. When people are traveling or they stop into these travel centers, that they feel protected and they're able to protect themselves as well.
Well, I think it's fantastic. So Bernie, if you'll come back online with us. So it just seems like the two of you and your companies have solutions that cover the Travel Plaza. And yes, they see hundreds of thousands of travelers all across the United States. I mean, you can imagine interstate travelers, our travel centers reach and touch and speak to everyone out in America today. So to have these solutions, UVC and needlepoint bipolar ionization, and then everything that we can do for the surfaces to make sure that they're clean for our hands as well. So any last comments? So Bernie, any other comments or anything you want to say in closing?
No, it's great to have the opportunity to speak. You know, I think that working in concert together, as you know, you've seen these different products, how they work together. One of the things about the products that we were talking about is air disinfection. And of course, that's different than the surface. And so you can see there is no one solution that solves every problem. Sure. But by combining a few of these together, you can have an incredibly safe plaza. It's amazing because it does not really, the bar isn't that high to make something that really, really is a place that people are going to want to go. And, you know, we welcome an opportunity for people to reach out if you're uncertain what it would do. And lastly, you know, a side benefit of our air treatment is that it actually is an energy saving device as well. So it actually produces energy savings. Prior to COVID-19, we sold this as a means to save energy in facilities. So it has an added little bonus to it. But again, appreciate the opportunity to work together, and we're here to help if needed.
Yeah, good point, Bernie, because, this is only a small part of what your company does. And you have a solution for a lot of energy saving ideas. And so again, we will make the information about how to reach Bernie and FSG and Brian Molador as well. So you want to say anything else, Brian, in closing?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up, and I was going to give that information there for everybody to see where they can reach if they wanted to talk a little bit more about these different products and things that we're able to offer and where they can reach us and things like that. I would like to echo, obviously, Bernie's comments there that, you know, all these different things that are out there and being able to partner and, you know, do these different things that are coming up technology-wise are great. I mean, that's something that I think that everybody should be, feel really good about, especially if we partner together. I think we'll make all these different locations safe for people to come in and feel comfortable when they are visiting those travel center and travel plazas. And then if there's anything I just wanted to bring up so people could see, and I don't know, Pamela, if you were bringing this or sending this out to everybody, but I just wanted to bring up so everybody could see if, the, you know, from the MicroShield standpoint, if there were any more questions or anything like that that we could answer, you know, go ahead and visit our, you know, MicroShield 360.com and can obviously complete the contact form. We'll be able to reach out and have one of somebody talk through some things or if you're interested there. And then on the System 4 side, same thing, just to visit that, just to give people a place to go if they want to kind of talk to me a little bit more about what we discussed today and some solutions that we could provide. They could visit the System4.com website as well.
Yes, and we have all of this contact information we will make available.
Oh, perfect.
And they can reach out to me if they still have trouble finding it. But as members, you guys are supporting the Travel Plaza industry and our voice keeping us strong. So we appreciate you being a member of NASO and supporting the industry. So we will make sure that your contact information is good to have a website, but it's even better to know who to call and who to talk to. So we'll make sure that they get all that. So thank you, gentlemen. This has been very informative, very helpful. And what I like most is making it safe for all of us to travel again. So we appreciate you and appreciate your support. So have a great day.
Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.